start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking? Thank you.
while back in the States.
Right. All right, this is the Hound. We're back. We meaning... Oh. Miss Sally's here today. And Polish Lightning, the fabulous Mr. D, Denois.
Yep.
Yeah, what's going on? What was that? That was the Strangers and Hill Stomp Domp. We heard the Big Four without a tune. Richie Valens from Beyond, recorded live at Pacoima Junior High School, where all good records are made. The Rockin' R's with Ron's Runch. And the Spark Plugs with Spark Plug. And what do we have today? We got a lot of stuff to do. We got the usual Hillbilly and Blues hangovers. I think we might get to a Vom set. I got some frat party trash type stuff. Yeah, like, you know, frat bands, the Rivieras and the Trashmen, that sort of thing. Maybe we'll get to that.
Louis Louis
sort of likes. Now, we got some Cordell Jackson A-Bones tickets to give away a little bit later. And if that's not enough, we got this Little Richard box set. Just came out like yesterday. It's got everything Little Richard ever did. We can either do like a massive Little Richard rock block, or we can throw it in bits and pieces.
Set the CD for repeat.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like
six CDs.
Six
is that right?
CDs. They're all 73 minutes long. This guy, you got to realize his Little Richard's tenure with Specialty Records. He basically only recorded for 18 months, about 25 titles, and there's about 15 alternate takes of every one. All kinds of studio conversations.
Oh, well, we have to hear them all.
We'll have to go through the whole thing.
Every take of
every
song.
We can lock ourselves in here. Oh yeah, can we get a ruling from the authorities on this? If they're going to paint with oil-based paint while we're doing the show in this room,
we should be able to smoke cigarettes
at least, just to sort of compensate for the brain damage we're getting.
I would think this would qualify as a drug.
Yeah, well, see if we can get, if somebody can hand down a Supreme Court ruling on the subject. Anyway, let's kick into it. Get some of the requests out of the way. Lights
Standing
out.
On the front boat, you grabbed her and kissed her. What was I surprised when I saw little sister? Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what you do when the lights go out. Mother looked at me, she was a peeper through the window. When she looked at me, boy, you thought I was a sinner. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what you do when the lights go out. Loving on the front post, sitting on the swing. I can almost hear those wedding bells ring. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what you do when the lights go do when the lights go out. Now we are mad and we bought a little house with a mad little sister, but the lights went out. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what you do when the lights go out.
I'm the voodoo man.
Oh, 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 oh.
y'all dig this.
When the moon shines through the cottonwood trees, I can hear my swamp gal calling me. We meet down by the big cypress trees, and that's where I get those shaking knees. We dance to the rhythm of the swaying trees, and rock and roll in style of a howling breeze. You know she hops like a frog, and wiggles like a snake. You ought to see that gal on a date. I said, swamp gal, yeah, swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? Now. Her hair was dipped in the black river stream. Her eyes took the color of a midnight beam. Cheeks like the swamp rose, bound in the thicket. Lips sweet as a berry when I first picked it. Swamp gal, yeah. Swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? I hate to leave that wonderful land. Within my heart, my soul took a stand. I'm gonna go back to the place where I met her. Bet your life I'm a gonna get her. I said, swamp gal, yeah, swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see?
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Request for them, we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Rock and roll, daddy, a dump by stone, but it's gonna keep rocking on.
after I go. Roll on. Beneath these bones, let these words be seen. The sin of running gears of a popping machine. Roll on! Tomorrow is to take it up the line. My bones are getting restless, gonna do it up right. A few more times around the hardwood floor before they turn out the lights and close the door. Roll on,
roll on, roll on, roll on.
Rock on,
rock on, rock on,
rock on.
Bop on.
Well, there's still a lot of rhythm in it, rockin' bone.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm glad to be here, and I hope you are the same. So, Miss Saru, you are now finna hear Little Richard and his Upsetters. We sustain the name of the Upsetters. And at this time, I'm going to do my recording of Baby on the Other Side, which is one that I've made, and I hope that you like it, too. All right, boys, get Baby Upsetters.
Baby, meanwhile back in the jungle.
Hello, music lovers. This is the Hound, and that's Little Richard singing his little sissy heart out there on Baby. That's the actual little demo acetate he sent to Art Roop to be signed. Here, addressing Mr. Roop at Specialty Records. I guess that's how he got his deal. Yeah. We're counting backwards by request. Elroy Dietzel and his Rhythm Bandits with Rockin' Bones. The El Palos High School Dance. Tommy Bell with Swamp Gal. The Kings 5 with Voodoo Man. We open up with Jerry Byrne, also by request, and Lights Out. Anyway, shall we proceed on with news for the stupid?
News for the stupid?
This is closed caption for the hearing impaired. Yeah, we can make it louder for the hearing impaired. How's that?
Much better, much better.
Oh, yeah.
You got a kickoff, Sally?
Sally's got one from the primate desk, I believe. The primate editor.
The furry feast.
You got to see this radio psych gag. Hold the picture up to the microphone. It's a bunch of monkeys at a formal banquet table feeding their faces.
One of them's looking right in the camera.
Yeah, they don't look like that. They look like mischievous monkeys, I'd say.
Well, hundreds of them descended from their Buddhist temple home yesterday for a 12-course meal complete with menu and linen napkins. Boy, that menu, what a language, huh? But they forgot their manners and hurled soda cans at the waiters and other humans. The furry guests leaped aboard the neat rows of tables to devour vast spreads of sweet and sour noodles, salad, tomato cocktail, fried rice, Chinese-style noodles, potato soup, banana cake, and coconut candy. That's it.
Can you imagine these little Thai waiters taking their order, trying to get it right?
Well, you know, with the menus, it helps.
But don't tell the folks why they were all at the dinner?
Right. They're symbols of good fortune, and they're a favorite tourist attraction. So the local hotel owner, whose last name is Kiwatananusan, gave the monkeys two formal banquets to thank them for the success of his inn. At one stage, some of the chattering patrons swung up into trees and hurled soft drink cans at hundreds of human spectators as well. Well, they're not so stupid, those monkeys.
Well, you know what most monkeys like to do around humans is just, like, play with themselves and fling their turds around.
And you can't really blame them.
Much like Dan himself.
Oh, my favorite activity.
You got a story there, Dan?
Well, it's kind of related.
Another monkey story.
No, well, yeah, you could, monkeys in suits Oriental cuisine. It was supposed to be a goodbye party when 17 lawyers from Strook, and Lavin got together at a Chinese restaurant the other day. One of the firm's top libel experts, Bill Rome, says, "Have you ever seen anyone die in front of you? That's what it was like, only they didn't die." That's lawyer talk. Jeffrey Roth was the first
legalese, the first
victim to collapse of an apparent overdose of monosodium glutamate, everybody's favorite Chinese food additive, in the middle of the Hua Huan Sichuan Inn. I guess that's in Chinatown somewhere. It was going away party for Lori Landu, who had joined another firm. "He went completely ashen. He lost muscle control. His head was flopping around," said Rome.
Hate when that happens.
"Then he just fell off his chair and landed on the floor. We went hysterical." So but the rest of the place just kept on eating. Lori started crying. She felt horrible because it was her party.
Why if she wanted to?
The loss of consciousness hit just as the group had finished dumplings, spare ribs, egg rolls, and other appetizers and were digging into the main courses. Anyway, like two other guys collapsed, you know, and needless to say.
And they just kept eating?
Everybody else in the restaurant just kept eating. But they refused to pay the $250 tab, and they plan on a little lawsuit.
Class action suit.
17 lawyers against one Chinese restaurant owner.
We had a call in Eblis sighting.
Where?
In the detox ward of the Elizabeth General Hospital in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Fellow says he claims he saw Eblis. Johnny Cash entered rehab again this week.
No.
Cumberland Heights Alcohol and Drug Treatment Center down in Nashville, Music City, U.S. of A. He checked in for 2 weeks last Sunday. According to Johnny Cash, I came in sober and straight. Anyone who has undergone drug treatment has a chance of relapse. He underwent a bypass surgery last December, but his manager, Lou Robbins, says the singer received quite a few strong painkillers, and that's what he's been into lately.
Painkillers, Perks,
Perkinan. Well, it works for Jerry Lewis.
The Jerry Lewis says, good for Jer.
Good for Jer,
right,
good for Johnny
right
Trash.
For
speaking of Johnny Trash, let's go into Hibbly Hangover.
Did you, speaking of, just not to interrupt,
no,
but,
go right ahead.
But I will.
You already did.
Well, did you happen to see Johnny talking about his death experience? He apparently, when he had the bypass surgery, had one of the, going through the tunnel,
out-of-body
heading
experience.
Towards the light experience.
All I know is when I go, I'm bringing a baseball bat in case I see Shirley MacLaine over there. Whack her a shot in the head. No, I didn't see John talking about it.
Yeah, it was very good, very good.
So, I'm sorry I missed it then. All right, we got one. Let's hear from Johnny Trash himself. This is my favorite Johnny Trash record of all time, I think. Oh, no, wait.
My baby went out and stayed out.
Oh, no.
His voice has changed.
It's not Johnny Cash. I think I screwed it up. Oh. Oh, let's just hear this, Jimmy Wilson. We'll do Hillbilly Hangover next.
She went away back home. But she was jumping from 66. Jumping from 66. Jumping from 66. I jumped from 66. I jumped from 66. She got herself in a heck of a fix. Now she called me up about 5:25. Says, pick me up, daddy, don't want no jive. 10 minutes later, her boyfriend called and says, come on, baby, let's have a ball. Jumped from 66. I jumped from 66. I jumped from 66. I jumped from 66. I jumped from 66. Daddy, did I do wrong? Stepped aside and drawed back. Middle right, dead in your eye. Jumping from 66. 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 Got herself in the next thing.
This is a hit!
Girl alone,
you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Just the other night, I met a little girl and we got me tight. talked some trash and I held a hand. Said Jim Dandy was a lover man, and I got to go. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more. Wop mama knew me well, bless the soul of them all. She grew up doing the rock. Filling with a girl called me. Come on, my boyfriend, I'm mad as he can be, and I got to go. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more. Round the corner, then down the street, they call it the house of the happy feet. They got jukebox music, boy, that ain't all. It's down there, sure have a ball, and I got to go. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more. Hey, Ida Annie, she's a girl of love. Curls up to me just like a turtle dove. I don't mind, it's going steady. I'm getting married now, I ain't got it ready. Now I got to go. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes, this is the Hound. I guess that just about wraps it up. The good Lord's will and the crow. I guess not, huh? 3:49. But we can stay on mic until it's time to go. Save me all the trouble of queuing
records. Well, from that
paint. All right, that was Peppermint Harris. Nice name, huh? Peppermint? I gotta go. Counting backwards, the spark plugs by many requests with the chicken song. Robert and Johnny, Broken Hearted Man. Terry and the Pirates with a fantastic Mickey Baker guitar solo on that one. What did he say? And we open up with Jimmy Wilson jumping from 6 to 6. We'll get to that much promised hillbilly hangover a little bit. Anyway, one time through the pronouncements. What's going on? Donny Osmond is at the Palladium, right?
Again?
I think two nights. Was it last night and tonight?
I thought it was a week.
Oh. Anyway, okay, let's go through them. Tonight over at the Village Gate is Albert King. Breakfast George and Mumbo Gumbo Sunday nights at the Rodeo Bar. That's for free. Chuck Jackson is at Sweetwater tonight. The world famous Blue Jays every Thursday in December at the Ludlow Cafe. Also free. Next Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, we have tickets to give away for this one. Cordell Jackson and the A-Bones featuring our own Il Bruch.
Yeehaw.
And Cordell is a big maybe next week because she's got a gig up at Bard College Saturday night, so she might not be able to make it out to the show. But so the only way you're going to get to hear her is to haul yourself over to Maxwell's and check out the queen of rock and roll guitar, Cordell Jackson, personal friend of the Hounds. And, DeWillie's every Monday night in December at the Continental Divide. That's also for free. And should we get back to the news?
And
you got one more from the primate desk, Dan?
Oh, I got one more from
ankle
the
scratch
from the
Sly Stallone
from the death the death experience desk.
Oh, good.
This
I got
is,
one too, actually.
We've all been curious as to how Gary Busey has been since his motorcycle accident.
He's been fine. He's had a little bit, but helmet was fuck.
No problem. Well, what Gary says about the whole incident is that, and this is a quote.
He was no genius to begin with. Let's face it.
This is a quote.
He plays dumb guys a little too good.
Some angels were sent to slam me down and stop me for a minute. Apparently he was on the fast track, you know, drinking and toking and snorting and all that stuff. And
now he's cleaned his act up a little bit.
Well, what happened was...
Jumping on that Sherry Curry bandwagon. You see the Sherry Curry book?
No.
Oh, she's got her memoirs out.
Sherry Curry?
The lead singer from The Runaways.
Oh, no, I missed that.
You can read it in one good crap. I mean, it's about 8 pages long. She didn't remember much.
Yeah. But anyway, what happened to Gary is, well, as he says, I spent 7 weeks in the hospital. He says of his recovery from the... He had brain surgery. I didn't realize that. Now I'm no longer in the kingdom of illusions, but the world of reality.
Scary.
Right.
Send us a postcard.
Well, apparently, you know, he that like JC, kind of died and came back. And what he says about it, aren't we all glad? Quote, I was told I was given the choice to come back in this lifetime or in another. While I was with death and the other, this is
he had his choice between coming back as a starving Indian child or a movie star. No.
While I was with death and the other side was exciting, I guess I decided I'm not ready to be there full time.
Glad they let him make his own decision on that one. I hope I'm so lucky.
He's very adamant about all this. He says, you know, this is the truth from Gary's heart of hearts. I'm not horsing around. Now at 45, he says he feels his life's got a second chapter. So he's, like, straightening things out with his 18-year-old son, who he, you know, apparently didn't set a very good example for.
Didn't leave much of a trust fund for, yeah.
But he's still very adamant.
All right, get it over with.
About
who cares?
The motorcycle helmet thing. That's it.
Jeez, I got a good one.
Okay, go.
Baby shield clubbed in scuffle. Now, folks, don't try this at home, but an infant held up as a human shield in a violent brawl between two...
I saw this one, but I passed it up. Go ahead.
Well, you know, whatever floats your boat, Dan, we can skip it.
Go ahead. You started it now.
Okay. I lost my place. Between two men was struck on the head with a pipe and critically injured in Brooklyn. This was last Saturday. Police spokesperson said the fight broke out about 7 p.m. on Cropsey Avenue in what may have been a child custody battle over the four-month-old baby. During the fight between the men, whose names weren't immediately released, one of them probably might have been named Peppermint, one of the assailants swung a pipe at the other man, who used the baby as a protective shield.
That's a real man for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Sally says no woman would do this. What do you think?
No, I agree.
Yeah, probably not.
No, apparently didn't the pipe bounce off the guy's head and then hit the kid? That's the story that I read. He wasn't actually using the kid as a shield.
Well, I don't know. It says here that the guy used the baby as a shield, and also says here no charges were immediately filed.
The baby couldn't talk.
It couldn't sign its name. Yeah. Anyway, anybody, you got one?
More. I don't know what this this death death seems to be in.
It means
the
you
air
got about
here.
4 minutes to live, Dan.
Well, that could be. Louisville, Kentucky. The remains of up to 48,000 people were buried in graves that were already occupied in two cemeteries in a practice believed to have begun in the 1920s. These are the city's oldest cemetery concerns. University of Louisville archaeologist Phil de Blasi said, "It may be beyond the abilities of most people to comprehend just what has gone on out there. Some graves contain the remains of as many as six people, and graves containing the remains of three or four were common."
Believe me, they're not complaining.
In July, a Jefferson County grand jury indicted three officials, and they're facing up to 268 years in prison.
I guess it was a big cover-up.
Jim Caldwell, the investigator for the state's attorney general's office, reported finding human bones at Eastern Cemetery in, among other things, a truck's glove compartment, a toolbox, a storage shed, and even a fast food hamburger bag.
That's where I keep them. Oh, well, okay.
Louisville.
Let's get on with the show. We can do the Hillbilly Hangover now. We can do the doo-wop winos.
Hillbilly Hangover, I think.
That's what you're ready for, Dan?
Well, we're huffing this paint, and that's what hillbillies do, right?
Yeah.
They can afford to buy
got a
it.
Bread bag.
Get the bread bag.
It's got to be spray paint, though, to get a real good buzz.
Well, this is pretty good, though.
All right, we tried this once before. Let's see if it works this time. We got Johnny Cash.
There he is.
There he is.
Luther.
Thank you, Johnny. WFMU, East Orange.
Just around the corner there's heartache. Down the street that loses you. If you can wade in through the teardrop, you'll find me
at the home of the blue. I walk and cry while my heart beats, keeps time with the drag of my shoes. The sun never shines through this window of mine. It's dark at the home of the blue. Oh, but the place is filled with the sweetest memories. Memories so sweet that I cry. Dreams that I've had left me feeling so bad. I just want to give up and lay down and die. So if you've just lost your sweetheart, and it seems there's no good way to choose, come along with me, misery loves company. You're welcome at the home of the blue. Loser you. If you can wade in through the teardrops, you'll find me at the home of the blue. Yeah, you're gonna find me at the home of the blue.
See if you can give them a hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I asked them to be on their best behavior. I don't know. These Mercury people are so nice. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm lonely and blue and downhearted too. Nobody but you can cheer me. You left me alone and wandered from home. Oh, why do you roam, my dearie? You promised you'd be just mine, sweetheart, that you and I would never part. You've broken your vow and left me, but now I'll pray that somehow you return, sweetheart. If you only knew my longing for you, that I am still true to you, dear. Perhaps you would say I'm sorry today that I went away from you. You promised you'd be just mine, sweetheart, that you and I would never parched. You've broken your vow and left me, but now I'll pray that somehow you return, sweetheart. Yeah, holy, 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 holy.
The first part of our show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you. That was a yolk. Okay. Old Roadhog made that up just now. That's part of being in show business.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Look around, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. This
year's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And I want y'all to be on your best behavior.
Lord, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea. With lots of pretty women, Lordy, fishing after me. Then I'd move, then I'd move. Then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done move, she done move. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick your blues out, Billy. on Broadway, looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Folks, this is Fred Maddox saying let's smile and dance with the Maddox Brothers Knowles, the most colorful western and hillbilly band in America. Yes, sir, friends and neighbors, the Maddox Brothers Knowles are coming your way. There's Cal, the laughing cowboy. And there's Don Juan and his mule fiddle. Friendly Henry, the working girl's friend, greeting all the working girls and the two hard hands. And last but not least, there's Rose, the sweetheart of hillbilly swing. She'll be singing and playing your favorite tunes in person. And be sure and stay tuned. Your local announcer will tell you where the Maddox Brothers Knowles and when that we're going to appear in your neighborhood. Here's Rose, the sweetheart of Hillbilly Swang and little sister of the Maddox Brothers Knowles. She's going to tell you about our get-together.
Thanks, Fred, and hello, friends out in Radio Land. I want to invite all of our friends out to see the Maddox Brothers Knowles because we want to meet the whole family and sing the songs that you've been hearing on our four-star record, like Woe Sailor, Tramp on the Streets, Philadelphia Lawyer, and any others you want to request at the dance. We've got the best uniforms in the business, but you'll have to see them to appreciate them. And all of our songs are stage show numbers. So whether you dance or not, come on out and we'll keep you entertained.
Thanks, Rose. And now, friends and neighbors, be sure and stay tuned. And your announcer will tell you when and where that the Maddox Brothers and Rose are going to appear.
Jungle.
Yes, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Is it time to go yet? Oh, no, we're getting there. Okay, that was Hillbilly Hangover with finishing it off with the Maddox Brothers and Rose. A Short Life and It's Trouble. I heard that.
No.
Counting backwards, Ernest Tubb with Kansas City Blues. Woody Guthrie, I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. Send that one out to the gang in Tompkins Square Park. They must be feeling good about now. Lefty Frizzell, I'm Blue and Lonesome. I guess that's what the guys in the park must be singing. Blue for a different reason, though.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cash,
oh.
Home of the Blues. Good luck in rehab there, Johnny Cash.
JC.
Yeah. Oh, even Masked Killers have their fans. Add a new volume to the creaky shelf of books by and about mass murderers. They call him Mr. Gacy. It's the title of a collection of 200 letters to and from John Wayne Gacy, America's top-ranking serial killer.
I didn't know they ranked serial killers.
There's an official serial killer rank standing,
I wonder who number two is. Richard Ramirez, maybe?
I think Henry Lucas.
Uh-huh. Mm. Ramirez is third, then.
The book includes Oprah Winfrey, whatever her name is, 1985 plea for an interview, which was declined, as well as Truman Capote's reply to Gacy's proposal that the author of In Cold Blood pen a book about the self-promoting death row denizen.
Death row denizen,
But there's also he. A lot of people buy his paintings. They're actually pretty cheap. John Waters and Johnny Depp are among the celebrities who own them. If you look through this book, most of the names are, I think all the names of the people who wrote letters are crossed out, but you'll be sure to recognize a few. Look for, like, Lux Interiors in there, and, I forgot. I know about half of the people in there. You can get it over at See Here. Tell them the Hound sent you.
You think you know this guy? Did you see the farther down? My favorite letter to John Wayne Gacy. The guy says to him, someday, perhaps, in a more enlightened epoch, You will be appreciated as the hero who most convincingly cut through the falsehoods of the day. I thought that was you, Hound.
I guess he cut through the falsehoods of the day. I bet. How about the lonely kid who said, I would like to have you as a friend. I live in these lonely backwoods with my parents. I would like to tell you can call me anytime.
Whatever happened to the woman who wanted to marry him? Remember that? Remember her? She was visiting him, and last I saw, she got...
Last seen on the Guns N' Roses tour bus.
Last seen on a Morton Downey show getting thrown off by Mort, who was totally grossed out by her.
Anyway, we got any more?
And that's hard to do.
Anything else the folks just have to know about?
Well, Sally has a story from the sex desk here.
Our sex and animal editor.
Literally the sex desk.
Yeah, that's right. State probers are looking.
Probers? So to speak.
They're looking into a sex liaison. I'll explain that. Your tax dollars at work, by the way. Okay, two state maintenance workers enjoyed a sexual liaison on a Department of Transportation desk in Albany. Yep, we're looking into it, Thomas Tubbs, General Services spokesman, said yesterday. What they're doing, actually, is videotaping these people, but apparently they're having such a good time doing it. They spent hours secretly videotaping two workers. They didn't want to go on with the investigation and, like, identify the two people or bring any charges or discipline against them. So this Tubbs guy is just having a good time talking about it. Told the Daily News that they couldn't look at any of the tapes, and he said that it was a possible sex encounter. The workers, by the way, are a man and a woman, in case you were wondering.
Well, that makes me feel much better.
I like the part where the guy found evidence on his desk, but they don't specify what.
Like
exactly.
a little puddle, maybe?
Of a possible sex encounter. That was it.
wasn't sure.
Anyway, we got about 15 minutes to vibe time, I think. So let's do this. You know, these guys, all these doo-wop groups generally started singing out on street corners. So
Right about when it gets to be 25 degrees.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why all these guys, at one time or another, just about every one of these groups cut a song about wine. She's like, that's been my favorite drunk lately, because I haven't been in the bars too often.
Yeah, wine's good.
But,
wine's
you know, it's yeah, at my old age, I've become a wino. That's like a nasty, cheap drunk, I guess.
No, not really.
Goes with my personality.
It's a class drunk.
All right, so let's hear from some of these suckers. So, Echoes kicking it off.
All that wine is gone. All that All at once.
One jumped up and said, the wine is here.
All that wine is gone. All that wine is gone. All that wine is gone. Ooh,
hey! This is a hit!
Told you I loved you, and I wasn't telling you a lie, but baby,
me down. When I bought all my bells by, well, I brought my friends over, and they were all feeling fine. But then you served them straight whiskey, baby, when you should have served wine. We're drinking that
wine. Drinking that W-I-N-E wine.
Well, you
ought to have been high 10 years ago. Drinking that wine.
Well,
you'll get high, high, high.
Happened a long time ago. Well, it's about an old man. He was sick and he was feeling mighty low. All the people called the doctor, and the doctor said he was dying. But then he got up, he started dancing when he took a little sip of that wine. We're drinking that
wine. Drinking that W-I-N-E wine.
Well,
you ought to have been high many years ago. Drinking that wine,
well,
you'll get high, high, high. You'll get high at the Georgia Pine.
Well,
you better get hip. Oh, baby, let's drink some wine.
I'm telling you,
W-I-N-E-Y.
It's a hit.
I said, darling, Mel James, it really tastes good to me.
Darling,
Mel James, oh, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine, it really makes me feel so fine. Well, I went to the store, when I opened up the door, I said, please, 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 give me some more.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice. What'll do to you? Well, the W is white, the B is port, L is lemon, and the G is juice.
White port lemon
juice.
Left this earth.
his parents died and left him rich with friends to wish him well. But how he spent his money, I'll now begin to tell.
He first lost sight of Sunday school and Christian clubs and church, and joined the summer rowdy boys who didn't stand for much.
They coaxed him on a nickel drink and later on some wine. His thirst for booze became a crave, increasing all the time. He later found a Christian girl, an angel from above, but she soon found that she was wrapped in an alcoholic love.
Yes, he cursed her and beat her and left her all alone. And this poor girl, she soon died for her master called her home.
The wretch continued on his way. One drink would call for more, until he mortgaged all he had except one old barn and store. And he mortgaged that Christmas booze without the least remorse. I've mortgaged all I had, he said, and now I'm mortgaging my soul.
He walked into a drugstore, a body cash and flea. And if you want to charge it, sir, to my sister, please.
He walked out of the drugstore and found a nice quiet place where he drank that deadly poison down. Death stared him in the face. A few old drunkards found him there and nailed him in a box. They buried him where they found him, in those same old shoes and socks.
So let this be a lesson to you and leave this fool alone.
It sent men to the gallows, how many I cannot tell. Women to destruction, and young boys sold to hell.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU. Anyway, that was the Thrillers with the Drunkard, the Four Deuces, WPLJ, the Hollywood Four Flames with Wine, the Lamplighters, Bebop Wino, the Echoes. All that wine is gone. I think it's vibe time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, hello.
Hello, the Hound.
Roscoe.
How about it?
Vibe report time. Oh, my God. We're halfway through. Halfway home. Yeah, I heard you and Werner were on the tear.
Werner was really ripping up the joints, and he was quick with the plastic.
The man's
got a wallet full of plastic.
Ooh, drinks on him.
How about it?
I like that.
I think I owe him plenty now.
I like when somebody has a wallet full of plastic and they're just off their program.
Yeah.
And you're looking for revenge on the person who talked them into quitting drinking the first time.
Yeah. Warner, he's got some good ideas. I liked it, you know. He'll do that annual non-drinking thing for some photo sessions and the video, and then he off to Europe. He can't can't not drink in Europe.
I wouldn't dream of it.
So we put back a couple of bottles of the Beaujolais Nouveau over at the farm, you know, kind of happening.
Yeah.
With your $12 bowl of pasta. Something special about it, I just don't know.
An amusing little domestic. I was astounded by his presumptuousness, though. I forgot how. We need Bruce here to do that, to do the wine thing.
Uh-huh.
The wine tasting spiel.
Uh-huh. That's sort of, there's a wine equivalent to good ball club. Sort of, you know, younger guys with some speed, older guys with some experience.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So, is that the vibe, the wine?
I know I had another vibe. Oh, you know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to see if I can rearrange myself to having a normal weekend schedule. You know, like I just did between the Blue Jays gig Thursday night. That was kind of incredible. We got over there.
Oh, at Wetlands?
Oh, man.
What was that like?
Don't ever go to that place. It, you know what? It looks like a... It's a piece of area that was redecorated by some organized crime guys with a lot of money, and they decorated it like mall hippie. So it looks like some kind of jean store, some kind of mall jean store. They even have an actual, what did they have in there?
Oh,
the
VW bus there?
Up on blocks, and they're handing out pamphlets to all kinds of knee-jerk liberal garbage-type causes and, you know, bumper stickers. And there were actually, like, these Nouveau deadhead kids hanging around with sleeping bags and everything. I don't know what...
They came in the club with sleeping
bags?
Yeah,
they really get it right, you know? They got the... You mind if I crash you?
Oh, my God.
Like, go ahead, but...
Did they dig the Jays?
Well, the Jays, it was really funny. See, I was timing my buzz. No one told me that it was a two-set gig until, like, the tailgaters got on, and the guy, the jerk who was announcing the thing goes, and stay tuned, there'll be another set by the Jays. You know, it's like, oh, boy.
Oh, so you peaked too soon, huh?
Not really. I just sort of rearranged it afterwards, and the Jarla, you know, he was with me all the way, and we really, you know, you've been to plenty of those Jays gigs where it's a super anti-success thing.
You know, when they start playing, like, the Ballad of John and Yoko.
No, or... but we did a, they gave me, I did a whole, like, four-song Neil thing. That was pretty cool. And then just when they were trying to stop, you know, like, the guy had came up to the stage a couple of times, giving us, like, the hook motion. And the Jays were ready to quit. And I started, caught in a trap, you know, like, this, it was just, you know, it was one of those Jays things where it's like, look, man, you know, it may be Thursday night here, but it's Saturday night in our minds, you know. So, I don't know, Saturday night is not meaning too much for me, but, I don't know, if I could just rearrange myself so I had a normal weekend, and, you know, it's kind of tough. Jack has his different weekend. His weekend starts on Sunday night. That's when he goes wild. He goes, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's kind of the Jack boy weekend. It's, I think if we could all straighten out these weekends, or at least maybe take a vote and, you know, I think it would be good. That's
well,
the vibe.
Well, Saturday night in the holiday season, I in New York City, I generally would like, would not call that a good time to have your weekend.
Well, maybe we should make it Tuesday and Wednesday or something.
I like the Sunday through Thursday weekend myself. Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah, that's good. That's a professional thing.
Every day is Saturday.
And Saturday is New Year's Eve. All right, well, okay, well, that's kind of the vibe, the vibe from uptown. I'd also like to give special thanks to the people who showed up at the Pines Thanksgiving, especially the people that left all the extra bottles of tequila.
Oh, one of them's here.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Sally.
Two of them are here.
Oh, yeah, Den brought one,
Den
too.
Den brought one, too? Yeah.
You bet.
God.
Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate
it. Yeah, just, you know, find a fire and... Throw some gasoline on it.
We're sorry if we left stuffing on your bed or something.
Well, I didn't turn over my sheet. I don't, you know, okay. I noticed that it was a slightly different look when I got there, and I decided to go with it rather than see the spots on the other side. Well, here you go, the sound you know and love, and aloha from Disco.
Aloha.
Pertaining to the vibe and whatnot.
How about it?
Let's go.
There it is, Roscoe. In this new phone hookup, we don't get the sound we know and love. We don't get the doot-doot-doot.
No.
So let's just go. What is that noise coming from? There's like something leaking in here. Let's check this. Bring down the vibes. Did you hear something like leaking from somewhere? Yeah.
All right,
let's go right into the VOM set. Kick it off. A lot of requests for this one because it's like the best, would have been the best song on Neil Young's Eldorado. Freedom LP, but they left it off and they only decided to put it out in Japan where the rich people can hear it.
It's a good one.
2, 3, 4, Mr. Young, you're on.
Mm-hmm. down with a real cool crowd. Come on, baby, you know who to thank. Hey, good looking, won't you do it for Hank? Hey, feel like you got that notion. You wanna put your wheels in motion. I got a tiger right here, my tan. Rev 'em up, baby, do it for Hank. Well, I don't care if you ain't got no money. You look like you got big bucks, honey. I got something we can take to the bank. Or cash it in, baby, do it for Hank. I don't care if you ain't that smart. Well, I don't care about your cheating heart. But baby, that ain't the money I want. Well, I'm a seventh of the seven sons, come on. Well, I'm a truck driving son of a gun, come on. Well, I'm a world's 495. I love you, baby, and you know what I like. Come on, baby, won't you do it for Hank?
two, one, two, three, four. Kids, I'm gonna sing a little song. It goes like this, and it won't take long. Say you're tapping that thing.
Tapping that thing.
Tapping that thing. Hey, everybody's doing it. Hey, everybody's tapping that thing. But yeah, they are. Well, Mom and Paul was laying in the bed, and Mom turned over to Paul and said,
hope it didn't offend anybody.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, and a little vomology, as in the unrestrained use of excessive volume and stupidity.
Big for guitars.
For purposes of evil. That was Cordell Jackson with Tied Up. She'll be in town next Friday. Maxwell's at Hoboken along with the A-Bones. And that's from her new hit EP, The Split. The video for that, it's really, I know when I say like it's a great video, you think you're growing and get a headache, but this is really worth seeing.
Where can you, is it seeable? I mean, where is it
at? You VCR owners with cable TV, next Saturday night, not tonight, but a week from tonight on the USA Network, roughly 2:50 a.m. they'll be airing it. But MTV's been playing it a little bit.
No,
they're going to be filming her, you can call MTV and ask them when they'll be playing The Split by Cordell Jackson. All right, counting backwards, King Yusinevich and his Yusinevich tones, tapping that thing. And I heard some previews of the next King Yusinevich album, and live to tell about it.
The follow-up?
The follow-up to it.
Is it as rockin'?
It's just as rockin'. We heard Wild Fang, the band with 1,001 names. What happened to Wild Fang, the best band of the 80s? I don't know. They were like three Puerto Ricans from Brooklyn, made their own couple of records, and they were great. World-famous Blue Jays, Do It For Hank, and they'll be at the Ludlow every Thursday in December.
Go see them.
We opened up with Neil Young and Cocaine Eyes.
My man.
Deemed by Mr. Young himself to be, what did he say? It was too, what was the word he used?
Offensive? It was.
No, it wasn't like offensive. It was too, I keep thinking grating, but he didn't use that word. He thought it was too something or other for inclusion on his. They should have taken off that second song on Freedom.
A little too brutal.
Terrible, horrible song with the horns, that long,
stupid
one.
Oh, the one about the cop and the.
Whatever it's about. Yeah, bad song. Yeah. Okay, we're going to give away a couple of tickets to see Cordell Jackson over at Maxwell's. I tell you what, since I got all this Little Richard trash we're going to be playing, in a little bit you'll be hearing an alternate take of Directly From My Heart to You, one of the few Little Richard records with a guitar solo. So if you know who played the guitar solo, the name of the guitar player on Directly From My Heart to You, you can call area code 201-678-7743 and get two coveted spots on the guest list.
We're talking about a very early in his career cut, is that true?
It was from the very first session.
That's
the session that Tutti Frutti was from.
Pretty early.
Anyway, don't call till we're off mic, please. We got a little more news here.
I got something from the entertainment desk here.
Okay.
A little short story. There was a long article in the Sunday Times a few weeks ago about them trying to make Evita into a movie. Yeah, well, it's been going on for years. Robert Stigwood's involved in it. But here's my favorite part. About, they bandied about like different stars who they could get to play, Che and Evita. So here were some of the combinations that appeared. Franco Zeffirelli directing Diane Keaton. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and Elton John as Che Guevara, Eva Perón, and Juan Perón, respectively.
Ooh, get John Peters on the phone.
John Travolta's singing voice? What could that be like? Bette Midler as Eva. Pia Zadora as Eva. Bab Streisand as Eva, and Elliot Gould as Juan. Sylvester Stallone as Che. What kind of singing voice could that guy have? Barry Gibb as Che, and my personal favorite, Meatloaf as Che.
I'm holding out for Axl Rose as Evita.
As Eva.
Anyway, Gamma Ray Granny gives him a scare at the White House. A petite Westchester grandmother touched off a major security scramble at the White House when her heart medicine tripped the radiation detectors during a tour. Edgy Secret Service agents reached for their guns and surrounded the frightened 59-year-old woman, threw her to the ground, handcuffed her, kicked her teeth out. No, they didn't kick her teeth out. if they did, they wouldn't tell you about it. She heard these alarms and was quickly surrounded. But a security meltdown was avoided when one Secret Service man asked if she had recently undergone a thallium stress test. The test, which uses a small dose of radioactive material, thallium 201 chloride, is evidently set off the radar detector. So, they thought Grandma had a hydrogen bomb in her boudoir.
In her boudoir?
Or whatever.
In
her bustle. We got one more animal story.
Sally got something there?
We got a bird story, I think.
The suspects in parrot theft are caught on the fly. Three men were arrested yesterday after a $2,200 parrot was stolen from a Westchester County pet store. Three guys, all from the Bronx, were charged with grand larceny in the theft.
Grand larceny bird.
From the bird jungle. Kathy, an employee, said she looked up and noticed her fellow worker chasing a man out the door. Anyway, she ran down the street, saw one of the men leave with a citron cockatoo. A white bird with a yellow crest under his jacket. Now, this is the funny part. The three guys stole a parrot. The two guys that didn't have the parrot got in a car. The one guy with the guy with the parrot ran down the street and immediately got caught by a police officer. The two guys in the car, though, drove through a red light and were stopped by police doing routine surveillance. So there you have it.
Routine parrot surveillance. Yeah,
brilliant criminology.
Thank you, Miss Sally. Okay, so we're going to play some more records. We got this great one queued up by a vocal group called the Trojans, featuring Ike Turner on guitar. What a great, isn't that a great name for a group, the Trojans? So here's the question. It's next Friday night, Maxwell's in Hoboken. If you don't want to go, don't enter the contest. The question is, who is the guitar player on Directly From My Heart to You by Little Richard, which we'll be hearing in a minute. The new phone number here at FMU, 201-678-7743. And let's hear that one by the Trojans. Listen for Ike Turner on guitar. Nice cue, Hound.
Started, you see. Now everybody calls me Spark Plug. Yeah, Spark Plug. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Spark Plug. Oh, when a girl starts needing some loving, and she wants a loving right, she just picks up the phone and yells, "Oh, Spark Plug." Anytime
family, you're not anybody, call me partner. Yes, partner. I'm just looking for the loving, and everybody calls me partner.
Want to, you know, be, I don't want to show that I'm anti-this or anti-that. I'm anti-everything.
Still no winner, so identify the guitar players, 678-7743, two tickets for Cordell Jackson and the A-Bones. Folks, it wasn't Jimi Hendrix. It was like 1954 or so.
Mention about rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. But one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
have a winner. We have a winner. Save your quarters.
Well, she loved me, daddy. I ain't ever coming back. I ain't ever coming back.
I'll do anything within reason, but not that.
Come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Right out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso. We'll pass through Katy and Houston too. Stop in Beaumont, Texas, for some barbecue.
Right.
WFMU, East Orange, I am the Hound.
You are the Hound.
No, you're the Hound.
No, wait.
Clarence Garlow with Route 90. That's where Chuck Berry ripped off the Sweet Little 16 thing from, little stops in there.
Shotgun Johnny Carson was something the other day.
Oh, man. His mind is completely gone, even without the drugs and alcohol. So there's positive evidence, folks. Chuck Berry doesn't take drugs, doesn't drink, completely lost his mind anyway.
He was really
So you're not saving yourself for anything. Don't save your brain for the next guy, you know?
Really?
They're just going to put it in a box. So we heard the Royal Holidays dancing in the, on the bandstand. By request, Vince Taylor and the Playboys with Brand New Cadillac. Little Richard with that amazing alternate take of Directly From My Heart to You with even a sicker guitar solo, courtesy of not Jimi Hendrix, not Don Sugarcane Harris, not Renee Hall, not Mac Rebinac. Somebody called and said Chuck Berry, Guitar Slim, Clarence Green. It was...
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
No. Justin Adams, New Orleans session man, known for being able to play 2,000 inversions on any chord.
Wow.
And he was a fantastic... He rarely got to take a solo. He played on a lot of Smiley Lewis, Fats Domino records, you know, a lot of New Orleans sessions. He's on the first three or four Little Richard sessions, and then they started recording him in L.A.
And what became of him? Do you have any idea?
He died of some... No, he's still alive, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Ernest McLean was one who died of alcoholism. No, he's still around.
No, I
don't know if he... He might be still being Fats Domino's band, for all I know. You know, he's one of those guys who's really great and never really... He didn't go to L.A. like the rest of those session guys and make $1 billion. He stayed at home and got poor. The 14s with Spark Plug, and we opened up with Ike Turner and the Trojans with I Want to Make Love to You. Some records, just you can look at the label and say, this is going to be great, and that's one of them. Oh, we got some more news there, Den?
I don't know. There's this...
Cub reporter, Den Walla.
You know, I'm trying to stay away from the total tragedy stories here.
Oh?
Why
not?
Okay, well, we'll go for it here. It's this nice little picture of this 84-year-old woman, Mabel...
But that's really poetic justice.
Mabel Wayne. Yeah, that's
true. I mean,
this woman
spends her whole life going to trials, watching people be miserable in these trials, and then she gets murdered.
That's the story.
I'm sure that's how she wanted it.
She went out the way she wanted to, I guess.
I mean, she was pushing her karma, you know.
Court buff Mabel Wayne loved a good murder trial and watched hundreds of them over the years in Bronx Supreme Court.
So she's starring in her own movie now.
Apparently, someone followed her home, and in a fight, she plunged to her death from her fourth-floor apartment on the Grand Concourse. So now her alleged murderer is on trial in the very courtroom that she had a... she was given a special shield by court officers. She was an honorary court officer in this... Bronx Supreme Court. She died at the hand... This is a quote from somebody who... The Bronx prosecutor, Bruce Burns. She died at the hands of this defendant, a victim of cowardice and criminality. It happened because he wanted to steal a couple of dollars, and she was such easy prey. Poetic justice... Weird deaths.
Anyway, let's go through the announcements one time.
Good idea.
Tonight over at the Village Gate is Albert King. You soul fans, Chuck Jackson is up at Sweetwater at 68th in Amsterdam. Our pal Breakfast George and Mumbo Gumbo play for free every Sunday at the Rodeo Bar. DeWillies every Monday at the Continental Divide this month. World famous Blue Jays and Roscoe is on the power assist. At least for the next few weeks, at least until he goes back and starts cutting his next record. Cordell Jackson, and that's at the Ludlow Thursday. Did I say that? Ludlow Cafe?
I don't think
Ludlow
so.
Street?
Yes, I don't think so.
Cordell Jackson and the A-Bones at Maxwell's in Hoboken on Friday. Congratulations to the winners of the tickets. It's time for Blues Hangover. The sun is down.
It's about time.
Weird old bootleg that I've been looking for a while. And
way to go, Hound.
There you go. You might not have ever heard this one before.
On the case for all of us.
I'm gonna eat it someday. Better hold to your money. Better hold to your money. Better hold to your money, 'cause you won't eat it someday. Oh,
Poor my baby, wait for last. The gates you got is a little too fast. You better hold to your money. Better hold to your money. You better hold to your money, cause you gonna need it someday. Every day, every night I throw it all away. Better hold to your money. Better hold to your money. Better hold to your money, cause you gonna need it someday. Hold it.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the Snapper One place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Take all of my life. Hot dog, don't say the same thing twice. Yeah, all the my gold. Yeah, I give all of my gold. Yeah, all of my money. Then I walk the road. A hot dog, doggy dog. Doggy dog, doggy dog, hot dog. I don't mean on the hot dog stand.
Forest or Times Square, you got to listen to the sign of the hound. Hey, hound, what is this I see?
I'm setting up on my bed. Find out what she put down. Setting up on my bed. Find out what you put down. So many nights and days I have been out of town. Put down, checking up on my baby. Find out what you put down. So many nights and days.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit folks, Mr. Brooks. Be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooksby and eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling, calling, babe. No use of crying, you did the lying. You try to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, you're crying, calling, babe. I'm on my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes I'm leaving, and I'm gonna wait to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling, calling, babe.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange.
A good day to start drinking early.
Yeah. Oh, that was Blues Hangover or Blues Start Drinking Time. Counting backwards. Lazy Lester, I hear you knocking. Sonny Boy Williamson chucking up on my baby. Dr. Ross with Cat Squirrel. Johnny Young with Hot Dog. We opened it with Howlin' Wolf and Hold On to Your Money. Honey.
Where'd you find that, by the way?
In the trade-in blues bin at Sounds, of
no
all
kidding.
Places. Yeah, a couple of these weird Howl. I actually had seen a thing a couple of, about 10 years ago, this bunch of Howlin' Wolf bootlegs that was came out in the same series of bootlegs as the Chuck Berry America's Hottest Wax, and a whole bunch of them. I didn't have enough money to get them all, and then I never saw them again. Anyway, we got the Bruce Springsteen backlash seems to have finally arrived, thank God. I'll be the first to jump on that bandwagon.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, God, I hate that guy. But anyway, John Scher, sleazy New Jersey concert promoter, who, by the way, I worked for one day on a shoot for
the Lou Reed?
Rock Influences. It took me 7 months to get my $60 out of this slime bag. So, but then again, I'm willing to shake hands and agree with him on one thing, that Bruce Springsteen is worthless, but he's got a quote, some quotes here from the December issue of M magazine.
M.
As opposed to Enema Nurse magazine. Is there anybody out there who says he's singing, meaning Springsteen singing about the common man? Cher asks reporter Jack Betridge. I don't buy it. He screwed the common man. Singing about love and honor. The guy is willing to bet anything with a skirt on. Springsteen also has a particularly ugly past. They did a brilliant job in keeping it from the public. It's true, that guy has a higher security wall around him than the CIA.
What about his ugly past? I don't really...
It doesn't tell you anything about it, but... I
talk about steel mill?
It's funny remember when his ex-girlfriend, Lynn Goldsmith, the photographer, was suing him about beating her up and stuff.
He beat her up on stage, right?
Well, evidently it was more than one incident, but it was pretty much covered up pretty fast in the court things and in the press. Anyway, it seems the falling out between Cher and Bruce Springsteen starts with Bruce Springsteen's manager, and it began in 1981 at the Brendan Byrne Arena, where all great rock events are held. They had a big fight over who was in charge of the VIP tickets, and neither side ever got over it.
Oh, that was between John Landau, right?
John Landau and John Cher. So life can be tough in the rock business, you know, when you don't get control of the VIP tickets. Anyway, we can only hope for that lone madman with a AIDS-infected needle.
Some guy who, like, identifies himself with the boss.
Yeah, to go jab him.
We know a few of those guys, don't we?
I don't.
No?
When does a turtle egg become a turtle?
I don't know.
Well, neither does a...
I'm sure you're going to tell us.
Neither does a jury down in Florida, because a man who was found guilty in March and sentenced to 60 days in jail and fined $5,000 for poaching sea turtles... He's appealing it because he was also fined $100 for each egg, and they're trying to decide which comes first, the turtle or the egg, and if those eggs were actually turtles. So he's appealing it on those grounds. So it's the turtle or the egg story.
The Roe versus Wade of turtledom.
Yeah, it could affect all of us, folks. Stay tuned to this spot. Anyway, we got about... Let's just leave...
I was going to say, it must be about time to get out of here.
No. We're huffing these paint fumes. Man. Okay, we're just going to play some more records. Got one here queued up. One of my big faves, Jimmy Lloyd. These new turntables that are embedded in Jell-O. It's hard to get a good cue.
I've been and I'm going back. If I have to walk half a mile of track back to San Antonio when Rio Rio de Rose afloat, I'm going to settle down. I'm gonna settle down in old San Antonio.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that bologna. I want Wardinsky.
I found a home. Don't have to roam. I found a home. Don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more. Like I was before. I am so happy.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
With a downbeat, you'll hear tough sound. I mean real tough sound. Carnival, Grover, York, Bill, Lanny, Pat, Patterson, and yours truly. Oh, play them fast or play them slow. But when we play them, you just got to go.
And let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore. One, two, three, four.
Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and... Baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and I do what I got to tell. If I'm a baby, then I know darn well I'm gonna ring your dough till I break your bill. I got the heebie-jeebies. I want the heebie-jeebies. The beat was missed 3 or 4 times. And when the beat is missed, it just kills me. Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and as you have got to tell. If I'm a baby, then I know darn well I'm gonna ring your dough till I break your bill. I got the heebie-jeebies. I want the heebie-jeebies. Can't take the heebie-jeebies. Can't break the heebie-jeebies. Can't take the heebie-jeebies. Baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies, cause I love you so. I got the heebie-jeebies. Why do you have to go? If you don't want me, darling, just let me know. Then I won't be a fool over you no more. I got the heebie-jeebies. I want the heebie-jeebies. Can't take the heebie-jeebies. Can't break the heebie-jeebies. Can't take the heebie-jeebies. Put the jinx on me.
Oh, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Thank you.
teenager, the prime purpose for this recording is to show you your need of Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never let Christ come into your heart and cleanse you from your sin, that means that you're in rebellion against God. And your desire for rock music just symbolizes that rebellion.
Everybody, it's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
Works in a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps the captain yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drives me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathering round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hip-cat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drives me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Baby of a night at 12. She closes up the shop and then we lose herself. At a hip cap hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bob at the break of day. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drives me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, gonna see my baby with the hot dog stand. Well, all of the cats have been hanging around, trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care. Or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog!
baby, hot dog. Don't mean baby, hot dog. Drive me crazy. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. This is a hit.
Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Let's go over that rather, is there anything else to say, rather elongated set?
Elongated.
Yeah. Link Wray and the Rayman with 5 and 10, which was later recorded with Bunker Hill singing it as Hide and Seek from a weird new Link Wray bootleg that showed up. Counting backwards, the Saucers with Hound. Buck Owens under the nom de disc of Corky Jones with Hot Dog.
Good name.
The Velveteer, Corky Jones, you like that? Yeah. Corky, the Corkmeister. The Velveteers with Feeling Right Saturday Night. Bobby Lee Trammell by request with It's Your Fault. Little Richard with Heebie Jeebies, Take 16. The Downbeats and Downbeat. Clarence Henry and I Found a Home. Jimmy Lloyd with Where the Rio Dio Flows. I guess that just about wraps it up. Lori S. is up next with the Work Dogs. I'd like to thank Miss Sally. Denois, Polish Lightning. Il Bruch, who will be is not here, but say howdy to him. The unsung hero of today's show, which we didn't thank yet, Mr. Robert Quine, guitar misanthrope,
absolutely.
Who hand-delivered the Little Richard box to my door in the freezing cold last night. What a guy. Let's hear it for Quine.
Above and beyond the call of friendship.
Yeah. All right, WFMU, East Orange, the Lord, the Crick, you know, and it's one more from the Richard.
The little guy.
Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Oh, yeah. To see my good old Aunt Mary, been with my old Uncle Pam.